Accession number 30640, Mr. Len Abbott, Reel 9. Now, the next thing is this incident where you're wounded while out of the prison. Now, take us through the whole thing from start to finish.
Well, we got up Sunday morning, already, like we
were on. Don't know the date. You think it might be.
No,
December.
It was but just before December, and I'll give you the reason why later on. And what happened was, we go through the day, normal day, and everything. We get on patrol. We went out.
So it's a night patrol.
It was a night patrol, but we had to stay on patrol. In other words, we went out and we stayed on this hill. And you had to dig in and do everything like that. Then all of a sudden, we heard a load of banging and bomb, you know, everything was going off. Mortars were going over and everything. And all of a sudden, we decided that we was in the wrong place. And I went
to
get...
you in the wrong place? You're just
Yes, if you'd like to put it that way, we was in their area where they were really bombing it, like, you know, shelling it, really was shelling it. And all of a sudden, we was told to come back. We was going to pull back. And I stood up and fell down. And I thought, well, this is daft. So I stood up again. But I still fell down.
Now, had you not felt anything when you were wounded?
No. Didn't. That's why I'm sure it was cold. It was so cold that the bullets went in my foot, in my ankle. The two bullets went in, well, say three bullets went in my ankle.
And this is from what, machine gun fire? Or?
As far as we know, yes. And
Not shrapnel then?
Oh, no, definitely bullets. And what happened was, one went in, hit the bone, the other one went in, smashed up inside, then the other one in, smashed that up. So really, I had about three different types of bullets in my leg, in my ankle. And when I shouted to the sergeant, or the corporal, that I couldn't get up and move, he come down and he said to me, well, why not? I said, well, every time I stand up, my leg collapses. And then he went down and he said, well, I should think so. You've got a big hole in your leg. So, of course, with that, he stayed behind with me, but he gave it over to the Lance Corporal for them to pull out the rest of the troops. So the other boys went back. And the idea was a helicopter was going to come over, come down, and I'll tell you what, you would never believe when they come down and how they done it. You would not believe it.
Well, tell
you'd have to see it, or you'd have to be there to understand it. They come down, and they were firing at them all the time, and they never budged an inch. They come down as slow as can be, and they put me on the side of the helicopters, because, you know, they
actually
put
it landed.
More or less, well, it hadn't landed. It was hovering. But he stayed there. He just didn't. I mean, if it had been me, I'd be honest with you, I'd have shot off, like, you know, so there's too much slack going on here. But no, he come down, and the corporal got in the back of the, or in the side of the helicopter, and they put me on the side. And then all of a sudden, they just lifted up so slowly, it was unbelievable not to disturb me. And then we went into, the only thing I can explain it to you, do you remember MASH camp? The MASH?
The TV
That's it, the comedy thriller. Now, that is exactly what I went into. When I went in there, there was all the Yanks there.
It was an American field hospital.
Oh, yeah, it was an American field hospital. And there was and all of a sudden this bloke came up and he said to me, right, he said, unfortunately, you've been wounded in the foot. And what we'll do, we'll take you down in a minute and we'll take all the rubbish out that's needed. And the next thing I know, of course, I was waking up, I was in a ward. But not in a ward, in a big tent.
In the hospital.
It's a made-up hospital, isn't it? Is a proper tenty hospital, if you like. And the next thing I know, I've got the colonel of the American Army coming around offering me a, oh, what do they call them? A Purple Heart. And I said, I'm sorry, but I don't belong to your army. I belong to the British Army. And he said, what on earth is this man doing here? And of course, he come out and made a few inquiries. And the next thing I know, I was put on another helicopter and I was flown onto the British place.
And where was that? Which was that? You wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know, no. All I can remember, I was in two hospitals and then they took me back.
What did they do in the British one?
Well, because the Americans had done all the operations. So really, I only had to lay there and wait for the foot to heal up, sort of thing. But it didn't heal. What they'd done, they'd left it open until such times as all the, if you like, the nastiness had gone. That's all I can think of. And then one day the nurse came up and said to me, right, you're going to get out of bed now. He said, whatever you do, remember, all the blood's going to go down to your foot. And I thought he was joking. Have you ever had that? Gushes of, oh, it's just like a waterfall going down. But it's not, because you think your whole leg is like full of water. And of course, I collapsed and fell on the floor. But then they knew it was time to take me back and sew me up. So they took me in, sewed me up, and I was all right for, I was there for what? I was there for what, about?
Were you there for Christmas?
Yes, I think I was there for Christmas. I was actually in the hospital for Christmas time. And then what happened was, we was told that I would be going back to Hong Kong. And they put us on a plane, took us down the runway, and halfway down the runway, the plane decided it didn't want to know. So we turned around and come back. They'd done something to the plane, and off we went again. And halfway down the runway, the plane didn't want to know. So we come back again. But the third time we did take off, and of course we landed out in Hong Kong. Now, the Hong Kong hospital was the hospital. I mean, it had everything there for the soldiers. They had literally everything. There was a couple of...
What do you mean by... So what was it like?
Tell us. Clean. Nurses to do... Really, we could ask for anything we wanted and we could get it. That type of thing, if you understand what I mean. I mean, I asked for lots of things like food and we got it. No problem at all. So really, they did look after us when we was in Hong Kong. Unfortunately, there was a couple of blokes there that had worse, well, there was a lot more there that was worse off than I was, but there was one poor devil. He was deciding to go, they was going to take him flying back home, and what he had done, he'd been in a tent, and what they'd done, they pulled a pin out of an hand grenade and they threw it, and of course he didn't know what else to do, so he dived on it and it blew half his stomach away. But when he died, because he died, and I was only there about 3 days, and he died. But they reckon that when he coughed, his whole stomach just come out on the bed. It was a shame, really, because he was a very nice fella. But unfortunately, that is, what do you put that down to, war? I suppose you do, really, don't you?
It was an accident. They just dropped the... Oh, yeah.
And then what he done... Oh, no, what he done, he saved his men, or saved his friends, by laying on top of the hand grenade. And, of course, it blew up. And he was alive, but just barely alive. And they were going to send him home as quick as they possibly could, but unfortunately he didn't make home. So I don't know what happened to him. He's just taken away, and that was it, sort of thing. Now, I was there for 2 months.
About March.
Yes, March. Yes, I was there for a couple of months at least.
Now, what sort of treatment were you getting, or was it just bed rest for you?
Mainly, it was bed rest while I was in hospital.
They hadn't started your rehab?
Oh, no. Then we went back to... we went over to Japan then, because we had to go back. And instead of going back to... it was already back to Japan. It was when we was in Japan, you had a hospital, and then you had to go to the rehab.
Hang on, so you went to Hong Kong? Do you mean
Hong Kong? I went back to, yes, I did go back to Hong Kong to do my rehab.
So hang on. So when you said Hong Kong hospital, you meant Japan?
Went back to Japan. Yes.
So you went from Korea to Japan.
That's right.
Was it to the Kure hospital?
Yes, it was the Korean hospital there. Yes.
No, Kure. Okay, where did you, see, we're getting a bit confused as to where,
yes,
you went. From Korea, you went to which hospital?
I can't remember, Alfred, sorry. That's something I can't remember.
But it was in Japan?
It was in Japan, and then when I'd finished Japan, we went to Hong Kong to do all my rehab. And what you had to do in rehab was mainly, swimming, plenty of swimming, plenty of route marching, all this type of thing. And they, every time you'd finished a day, they would have a look at your foot, make sure everything was all right. Because unfortunately, I had half of the bullets that were inside, they didn't take away, because there was no need to take them away. But every now and again, I would get one that would drop down through the skin and present itself, and I used to just go in, and what they used to do, they used to just slice it with a scalpel, if you like, and just take it away, and then they'd put a stitch in it, and then of course it would go on all right again. I mean, I've had about 4 or 5 pieces taken out that particular way. And then
what was your rehab like?
Oh, very hard. I mean, it was hard, but it wasn't hard. I mean, don't forget, you'd been lazing about for a long time. I mean, we was lazing about for, all that time in hospital and the other hospitals. So when we landed up in to go for rehab, any little joints that we were doing, like marching or route marching, we would do drill, all this type of thing, just to make you feel strong. That's all they were out to do. I mean, we went on later on in the time, I went to a lot of night patrols and all this type of thing, just to make you realise what was going on with you, so that you would realise that you was still in the army, but you had to do these type of things, and to make sure that everything was going all right for you.
So what were these night patrols like?
Oh, that's when we had a lot of fun, really.
Well, tell us that. Where were you patrolling?
That's when I said to you, do you remember I said to you at the beginning, we was at a place where you could look over and see the communist side of thing. Well, that's where we used to look, and we used to go along there. But it wasn't, you didn't engage in anything. It wasn't an engagement one. It was more to make you fit. That's what they were after doing. And you know the way the army does it. You've got to be on your toes all the time, and you've got to keep running and jumping and all that type of thing. So really, within reason, they didn't. They, as far as I'm concerned, they done a good job for me.
So it responded all right?
I did, yes, yes. And then what happened was they sent me to the back to the battalion. Now, just before...
Now, where were the battalion?
The battalion was in Hong Kong. And I went back to the battalion to find out what was going on and where I should be and where I shouldn't land up. And unfortunately, they hadn't made arrangements for me to go anywhere. So, and it was really, I think it was too quick for the battalion to jump around, and because they went to Aden, Suez Canal. That's where they went. And what they did, they turned around and said, right, you will stay back here. You will stay in Hong Kong and finish your time out in Hong Kong. So that's exactly what I did do.
So who were you attached to in Hong Kong?
I'm not sure. I'll tell you what, it was everybody's, like, just say the British Army. I was there on the British, and when I was there...
And when did you get better? When did you join this? Roughly?
Roughly about 4 months afterwards.
So around about April?
Yes. And then what happened was, this will give you an idea, I don't know if you remember the rough idea, is when the Korean, we started repatriating our prisoners back. And they started coming back into the camp. And what happened was, you couldn't tell them off. You wasn't allowed to do nothing to them. All they could do was eat, go out, and that was it. About the only thing they was allowed to do.
And what state were they in? These are British POWs.
They were in bad condition. There was a few of them that were in bad condition. We did lose a few. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But whether it was true or not, they booked it down that they had collaborated with the Korean people. So when they come back, there was a few of them that didn't make it. In fact, on one of the ships that went back, there was a couple of them tossed overboard when they found out what they'd done. Whether it's all true or not, but this is the grift that we got. But there was a lot of good ones there. There were some good blokes there that come out and they took you out and they spent money on your left, right and centre, all that type of thing. And I mean, really, they was boozing most of the time, but of course I didn't booze, so it didn't make a lot of difference to me.
Now, what other duties were you on? Do you remember?
Guard duties.
Now, what was that like?
That was very hard because instead of doing fire picket duty, I had to be on guard at the gates. And you had to learn how to say, halt, who goes there and what are you doing and all this type of thing. I mean, that is, well, to me, it was very hard, but I learnt it and... I come out all right. In actual fact, we landed up being the not MPs, military police. So we were like, I was a military police at the end because we had to be something to be able to chastise the troops as they were coming back, because you couldn't have any Tom, Dick and Harry. You had to have a little bit more rank than what they did. So they made us lance corporals.
Now, what was it like when they came? Was there any trouble when they came back to camp drunk? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What kind of trouble?
Oh, well, a big fight started up. You'd go and clear it all up, and you'd find out that one of them had said something he shouldn't have said. That's all it really boiled down to. That was really half of the thing, when was the other one? Now, when they'd finished, because don't forget, they all come over, and within all the time I was there, I was with them all the time. So within reason, they come away, and they'd done their job. So
I'm going to be losing a bit there.
Oh well, we'd done our job by looking after them, and they'd done their job by coming over. And they was only there for what, the matter of month before they was acclimatised again, like food, clean, watered, you name it. That's what they were.
Oh, the prisoners. Sorry.
The prisoners, yeah. So they went, like, they was all going back gradually on the ships. They was just sending them off, and then we was there when the last troops come, like the last prisoners come in. So we finished with them, and then there was a riot at the Japanese riot.
Now tell me about that. I don't know anything about that.
Oh,
well, who was rioting? Why?
The civilians were attacking the
this Japanese, you mean?
The Japanese were
Hong Kong.
Hong Kongis, yeah, the Hong Kong's people. They were actually attacking. They were attacking their own police. But we was on guard. No, I can't remember offhand now why. But we were on guard, and of course we all thought that we had to go in and face them all. But instead of that, they turned around and said, "Right, you stand there." But then all of a sudden they told us to move back, and I heard this horrible chanting, and it was horrible. It was like they were all smashing their shields, and they were coming forward. And I'll tell you what I see was there was a woman, child, anybody was in their way. They just hit, and that was it. They smashed them all. They just smashed all the way through. And that was going on for what? About 3 days, I think it was. About 3 days it went on.
What did you do? I mean,
well, we did nothing, because all we was had to do was to look after the camp.
So this was directed against the Hong Kong police?
Oh, this was all the police. The police there were the one. But when they put their riot gear on, oh, naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty they were.
In what way?
Oh, well, as I said to you, they would just smash anybody.
They're
that,
the ones doing that.
Oh, yeah. Skills. Oh, we didn't do it. Oh, no, no. We had nothing at all, and I was glad that we didn't. Because the crowd that was coming towards them, I mean, you would have even been frightened yourself. Like, you know, you turn around and said, "I've had enough with this, let's get going, Jack." But they didn't. They stood their ground. And they. But as I said to you, when they went through, they really went through. And they made sure that they put the say it was a sort of a riot, and they put it down. And that's the way that they did it. And they did it. They did know. You know, they knew what to do, how to do it, and everything. But the noise that was coming from the back, because we was in the front, and we was all standing there on guard, sort of thing, you know, attention, and all ready to do something. And then all of a sudden, we heard this chanting coming at the back, and they passed us. And they went straight through us, and they just went straight onto the crowd. And I was, it wasn't very clever, I'll tell you. Wasn't very nice to see, but again, that's what they did. And then I was on my way home.
So when were you did you start back?
I started back, let's see, because I had to be demobbed before the Christmas. So I had to be demobbed before Christmas, so I was on my way back. Let's see. I would say at least 3 to 2 months before Christmas I come back.
So around about October.
October time, yeah.
And anything about, do you know which ship you're on?
No, all I can tell you, the ship I went out on, the Orwell, come and made 2 trips, because funny enough, I was coming back on the Orwell, the ship I went out on, but what happened was, we just missed it by a couple of days for some unknown reason, and we went into another ship, but then the Orwell sunk on the way back. I don't know if you remember that. It was all in the papers and everything. But we come over, and on the way over, of course, you bought fags, you bought the, you name it, we bought it. And of course, there was only a few of us that were going to the Tower of London. So what happened was, when we come back to Southampton, they put us, who did we come back with?
Hang on, before we get into anything about the trip, did you remember anything about it, or any interest on the trip back?
Only the point that one of the people, the people on the ship, was drunk again. But of course, what they didn't realise is we were going to hit the stormy weather. And lucky enough, we were right down the bottom of the ship. You say no, but we were lucky, because instead of the stench coming up and hitting all the decks, we didn't. Our deck was pretty clean. And, as you come up, some of the smells was vile. I mean that, where the blokes have been sick and everything. Because let's be fair, that boat, I call it a rowing boat, because when it come up, it was just like going from top to tail all the time. It was just shoving around like a corkscrew in a bucket.
And it was a pretty bad storm, was it?
Oh, yes, yeah. We only had a couple of bad ones, but then, of course, we got over it because we come. But don't forget, we still had to do fire picket duty. We had to do, and because I was a Lance Corporal, I landed up taking on a few of them jobs, sort of thing.
Tell us about that, then.
Well, all you would do, you'd get half a dozen people, blokes, that would come in. You'd say to them, sort of thing, right, this is what we've got to do. I want you at one part of the ship, you at the other part, and you'd take off a little section. Because don't forget, there was just not us that were doing it. And we just had to, if you like, walk around of an evening all night, and they would change over halfway through. Well, it was my job to make sure that they changed over properly and had the food properly.
And that this is fire picket.
Fire picket. It was called fire picket, yeah.
Now, what about the customs? You were getting onto the customs when you got back.
The
customs.
Oh, custom. On the way back, we were told that, I'm sure it was the Royal Artillery that we'd come back with, but when we come back, we were told that they were going to go through all the kits. So, of course, I don't know if you know it, but just outside Southampton, there was a load of cigarettes, load of everything going out the window. Because there was so much gear going out the window. It was a porthole, I should say, but it was so much going out there, it was unbelievable. Anyway, when we landed, we went through, and because we were only six or seven of our that were going to the Fusiliers, to the Tower of London, they just let us go through. And yet all the other stuff, we had piles and piles of cigarettes, you name it, cameras, everything else they had put aside. Because they did go through they'd never used to let the troops have nothing, really. Not once they come through customs, anyway. So, on the way back, look, when we come back, we got on a train and we even had our own, how many of us? There was a full corporal and there was two lance corporals that would look it after the six or seven blokes. So what we did, we all landed up with the proper tickets and all made our way back to the Tower of London. And I remember.
You got back there about October.
Yeah, and I remember that when we got